feels brilliant, actually, Barry. It's actually, I've been at a few different council meetings, I've sat at the back there, and I never actually thought that I would be sitting there myself. So it's actually a wee bit surreal, to be honest. I still don't quite believe that I'm actually sitting there as a county councillor now, but very, very proud day for myself and my family and the people of my party and the Stranraer electoral area.
And I suppose you've highlighted there when you were speaking to the council yourself, it's a big day for Castlefin.
It's a huge day for Castlefin. You know, for a town the size of Castlefin that it is, that certainly in living memory, we haven't had a serving county councillor from the town. I know there's been talk in the town about councillors in the past, and we're not actually quite sure whether there has been one or not. But I know that certainly in the last at least 60 years there hasn't been a councillor in Castlefin. So for me to finally bring a county council seat back to Castlefin, it's a huge day for myself, and it's certainly a huge day for the people of Castlefin.
Having been to many council meetings myself, I know from watching from the press area that it can be very heated at times in there. Do you know what you're letting yourself in for?
I do, I think. I think I'm well ready for it, and I think that's why I put my name forward for it at the start. And you know, I came into this with my eyes open. I knew what I was going into. But I'm a very level-headed chap. You know, I try to get on with everyone. And I think, you know, no matter what's said in the council, I think I'll try to be friends with everyone outside it. You know, politics is politics, and it's all a game, really, at the end of the day. And I'll certainly try and forge a healthy working relationship with all my fellow councillors.